Welcome back to the Better Everyday Podcast, where we're unlocking our best self one episode at a time. My name is Grace Garcia, and this is my hottie of a husband, David Garcia.
Hey.
So, how was your workout today, but not every day? I want you to kind of keep us posted on your Instagram, TikTok, social media journey you've been on.
Well, first of all, today I committed a sin. Because today apparently is a global running day.
And tell them what day it is in case they
don't. June, whatever it is, 4th? Yeah, June 4th, 2025. So like the whole world did a run today. I saw a bunch of people doing like run clubs or whatever. but I decided to go hit the gym today because today's usually the day that I go hit the gym. And it's very important for you to hit the gym. I don't want to be skinny fat. And lifting weights is good for your joints. It's good to build strength. That way you avoid injury. But in regards to the running, everything's going good. I am 17 weeks away from my full marathon. I am progressing nicely. I was stagnant for just a couple of weeks, but finally broke through. Still progressing. Right now, doing the social media with the Instagram and the TikTok with the Better Every Mile underscore at the very end. And it's going well. Getting good engagement.
Tell me about Saturday.
About Saturday?
Is it Saturday?
What happened Saturday?
When they recognized you.
Oh. So Saturday, I'm on a run on the Long Beach run path, and I'm running. And all of a sudden, I see this hand just like waving at me. So I'm, let's say, going this way. Dude's coming like from the other side, coming this way.
And he was running.
And he waves me down. And I'm like, what the heck? And I look over at him and I see that he's like saying something to me. And I had my earphones in. So I finally took an earphone out. And he's like, oh man, hey, just wanting you to know that I recognize you from TikTok. And I'm like, what the heck? Like on TikTok, I have like, now I have 62. At the time, I had like 50 followers or whatever. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, I recognize you from TikTok, and I want you to know that you're an inspiration. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, I forget what else he said, but he said some very nice things. And the crazy thing about that day was, like, last week was one of the weeks where I felt stagnant. And I'm a person that, like, progress is my motivation.
Yeah.
If there's no progress, like, I feel so demotivated, and I'm just like, I go into, like, this mentality of, putting in all this work and I see no movement, like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
And so it really tests my will to continue when that happens. So I was like in a bit of a funk. And so I woke up Saturday morning, and I just woke up immediately thinking, like, what are the list of excuses of why I shouldn't go run? And I hadn't gotten good sleep. My legs felt a little tired. I was just making a bunch of excuses, but I'm like, okay, no, I still got to go. So I got up. Got ready, made my breakfast, did my stretches, and then I drove to, you know, where I run. And on the way there, I was thinking, like, do I have to run 12 miles today? Like, what if I just run, I don't know, 6 or 8? Or, like, let me run 6 and let's see how I feel, you know? Like, I was just still not like, oh, I don't want to do this. And I started my run, and that's 3 miles in is when this guy waved me down, and he wow. said that to me. And when... It was like very quick. He dapped me up, whatever. And I just told him, I really appreciate those words. And I kept going. And those words lasted me the whole run. And I just kept thinking about it. And it was more on the side of like, this guy is such a nice guy. For him to wave somebody down and like say something nice like that. Like most people might like just run by and be like, oh, hey, like I saw this guy that I follow on TikTok.
Yeah,
whatever.
Not
like,
say anything.
Not say anything. But for him to like stop and like... Granted, some people might get annoyed that, you know, oh, you stopped my workout, whatever. But obviously, I was not even in the mood to work out. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, but for him to wave me down and say those positive things, like, I kept thinking about it. And then I thought about, like, somebody's watching, you know? And then I'm like, okay, I have to keep going. And that motivated me for the rest of the run. So I ended up running 12 miles.
Wow.
And I felt great after.
Yeah.
And then I came home and I told you and you're like, nah. And I'm like,
I did not say nah. I was just like, TikTok?
Yeah.
I was so surprised.
But yeah, it was a great moment. I put out a video. I was hoping that he'd message, but he actually messaged back, I think it was today or yesterday, on another video that I posted. And I'm like, hey, I want you to know that I made a video about you, dude. Like,
oh, you told him?
Yeah. And then on that, the original video that I made about him, the video was basically just about saying like the story that happened. And then I was just saying, telling everybody, like, you have the power of life and death in your words. Mm. And it starts with you, like what you talk to yourself and then what you say to others. And I just said like, hey, like it was like a little short, like 30 second moment, but that changed my run and it changed my day. Mm. And so, yeah, that was what the video was about. He finally went in and he's like, oh, that's me or whatever. And I just told him, hey, man, just keep doing what you're doing because what you said, like, wow, changed my day.
And so, you don't know him personally.
No, I don't know him at all. Yeah,
that's so sweet of him.
Yeah.
And I think that shows, like, the power of encouragement, which is, like, what we hope we're doing on this podcast, like, mm-hmm, encouraging you so that when you have, again, those excuses, because excuses will come, you can find an excuse, a valid excuse, and the power of encouragement of like shape-shifting the trajectory of your race is, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So any other updates or no?
For myself? No. How about you, for you?
I am so happy, like so, so happy to announce that I'm done with my fourth year.
4 years.
Of teaching. I've made it. I'm not sure when teacher like quit talk, they call it quit talk because so many teachers on TikTok like post that they quit.
Okay.
I don't know what the teacher, like what year it is. You know, I hear like divorce rate, like if you can pass 2 years, mm-hmm, you know, of marriage, you're not going to get divorced or it's less likely, right? So I'm not too sure what that is. But I feel like every year I've been getting better and more confident. And this was the best year yet, but it's just, if you're a teacher or like a daycare provider, if you work with kids, you know, it's exhausting because it's not only like emotionally, but like physically draining. And so today, as soon as it was done, I was like, oh, thank God. And I wanted to run today. I was like mentally prepared. Okay, when David comes back from his workout, I'm going to go run. I even told Elijah and he's like, okay, I'll go my bike with you. He's my like running buddy. And I just hit the bed and I literally knocked out. I don't even know how many hours. I think it was like 3 hours.
What time did you get home?
Like 4 something.
Yeah, it was like a couple hours, 2 hours.
Yeah. And so I told David, I think like it's crazy, like the whole year just like hit me like, oh, I am exhausted. And I think I needed a nap though to like do the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have like made it through. Cause yeah, I got off at 12:15 early, but I was exhausted. So I'm super happy about that. And this is actually my first summer that I'm not working. I've always done summer school and I applied.
Yeah,
I applied for summer school, but I didn't know that our contract has a thing where if you work like 2 years consecutively, they would prefer to give it to other teachers because it's kind of a hot commodity. Like they pay really well for the hours. Mm-hmm. And so it's not fair for the other teachers who don't get a chance. And there is budget cut. So even our school is not doing summer school. Like we'd have to go to another middle school. But I'm not going to lie. When I did apply, I was like, if I don't get it, I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
but that's kind of what I want to talk about. Like this podcast is about rest. I do think it's super important to have rest. And for some reason, rest doesn't come easy to me. And I know I just said like I took a nap, but mm-hmm, that's not every day. And hopefully you can attest to that. But it's something that I've been learning to do and that I still like feel guilty of doing, like even taking the nap. I'm like, oh, the kids were awake. Like, I wonder, like you came in and I think I kind of heard you like, oh, she's asleep or something. Mm-hmm. And then you'd go out and then I woke up and you're like, oh, good morning. But, like, I still expect like, oh, you fell asleep. Like, why? Or like, not a regañada, but just like a, I can't believe you did that or something.
Like a judgment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. And like, you didn't give me that. The kids didn't give me that. Everybody's like, oh, mom, you woke up. Like, no one said anything negative, but I feel like I was like getting ready or like bracing for it, which mm-hmm. is so weird. And this has been, I think, continuous in my life, but I do think rest is important. So I kind of want to talk about that because I'm sure I'm not the only one out there that struggles with rest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you, well, I'm assuming you think it's important, but do you struggle with rest? Do you feel like it comes natural to you? Like, how do you view rest?
I think you might have to clarify, or if you want to break it down like piece by piece, because right now when you're talking, it sounds like you're talking about like actual sleep rest or taking a nap or like physically, right? Mm-hmm. And in that regard, I think that's super important.
Yeah.
It is very, very important. And I'm a huge advocate of it because I'm on this health journey and there's so many studies done that like what's important is your nutrition, then it's sleep, and then it's the actual work that you do. So the working out that you do isn't even as important as your nutrition and your sleep. Mm. Sleep is when your body recovers. It's crazy. Like I don't even like thinking about it because it's weird. Like that your mind just completely shuts off and for eight, whatever, how many hours you sleep,
like reboots.
Your body is doing its thing while your consciousness is just gone. Like that, it's crazy. But yeah, your body does everything that it needs to do to rebuild, to fix things. So yeah, resting is super important. I aim to at least be in bed 8 hours and sleep somewhere between 7 and 8.
But ever since I feel like I married you, mm-hmm. you've always kind of had this like strict, well, people would call it strict, but just like routine where you wanted to be bed pretty early. Were you always like that? Like, were you doing a conscious decision? Like, I need this for my health?
No. So before, it was because I recognized that when I didn't get enough sleep, it was a dragon, you know? Like I'd be so like just
cranky,
wound up so tight, like you couldn't touch me without me like popping.
But you knew this, like what age? Like when you got married and you were like, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm alive.
No,
like what,
no.
Before that?
Probably in my 20s, somewhere okay. in my 20s. Yeah, because people used to like kind of tell me like that I'm a grouch. I'm, you know, like I'm so snappy.
Yeah.
And I recognize it's just the sleep. Like if I get good sleep, I don't feel like that. But when I don't get good sleep, and that's why for me, it's like, I guess a little bit of a fear that's coupled in with the whole health thing, which is I don't like to be known as like the jerk or the snappy one or the grouch. So I better get my good sleep. And sometimes it comes at the cost of judgment of others of like, wow, you're such an old man. Wow, you're grandpa. You're going to sleep at, or you're going to bed at 9. Like,
or like you don't care to hang out with us.
Yeah.
You're kind of being dismissive or rude.
But I'd rather deal with that than be wound up so tight that I'm blowing up at all these people that are judging me. Like I would rather than give me the hits than feel the wrath of something that they shouldn't feel. So I'm very conscious of that, and it's because I care so much about people's opinions, although people don't really think that I do, but I do. Mm. And that's why I'm like, okay, I need to get a good amount of sleep so I can be level-headed. I feel like when I don't get good sleep, like I'm not level-headed at all. I'm very emotionally driven.
And you did that not really thinking about the health aspects.
Yeah, in the 20s, it wasn't about the health aspects at all. It was mostly just about, I guess, the personal relationship type of health.
Yeah. And then you started like doing your own research, or how did you come across like the benefits of sleep?
Oh, that was when I finally got into my health stuff. Like I just kept seeing it over and over again. And it was just like, yeah, you nutrition, sleep, and then it's what you do.
Yeah. And yeah, if it wasn't for you, I think my sleep schedule would be all sorts of whack. And I mean, I think I'm out of both of us, you're obviously more better at sleep than I am. Mm-hmm. But you kind of, okay, you can come into bed. Like you kind of make me like keep me accountable, or you mm-hmm. just need me to go to sleep too.
Yeah.
So it's easy when you're like that, like to fall asleep. Cause I'm like, oh, okay, he expects me in bed. I do. This will be the challenge now that I'm in summer. Cause that's usually when I like, I go all out of whack. Like my routine just kind of gets thrown out the window. And so that's like the real test. It's hard to do. Cause if I'm like, I don't have to wake up at 5 because I don't have to get out at 6:40. Like when my mind knows, I feel like I just drag my feet for everything. Versus when I have that like deadline, I'm like, I need to get moving.
And I would honestly challenge you for this summer to, because this is what usually happens, and I hope you don't feel like I'm putting you on blast. And no, it's not that big a deal. But like during summers, you get in that mindset of like, I don't have to wake up early, whatever. Mm-hmm. So what I notice you do is, everything that you didn't do while you were in school, you do it during summer. And like, so you're not somebody that watches shows. You start watching shows and you get like hooked on them and you binge them until like 3 a.m. And I'm like, and then the next day you're like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm like, how are you tired? You didn't work, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I was watching that show until like 3, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Or you're doom scrolling very late. And it's like that, I guess you don't feel that sense of responsibility of like, oh, I don't have to wake up early, whatever. But I honestly would challenge you to like have some sort of
self-control.
Yeah, like self-control or like discipline or schedule where it's like, okay, maybe from the moment that David falls asleep till like 1 hour after that, I'm going to do what I want to do, binge or whatever, doom scroll. And then at like 10, I'll go to sleep. Although they do say it's very bad for you to be on your phone 30 minutes before you go to sleep, because mm-hmm. then your brain doesn't actually shut off because it's overstimulated by all that phone activity.
Yeah.
But, and then for you to still have your structure in the morning, because that's the other thing that you just kind of like let go, like, like I'm not going to do like my journaling or my prayer or my stretches workout, yeah. or whatever. You kind of just, and then the crazy thing is that I try to hold you accountable, but you feel it as judgment and you're like, oh, just like.
Yeah. That's the only thing I miss about, which is odd. I miss about me teaching is I get my water intake because I have like a routine. Like I fill up my water. I know I have to fill it up like twice, like during the day. And so I drink a lot cause I think I'm teaching. So I get more thirsty. I don't know. And so I'm like, using my water bottle here, I won't even tell you if I drink water. Like I don't feel like I need to grab it. And so I'm like low on hydration. Again, I usually will sleep late. And so I wake up around when the kids wake up. And then I feel like that peaceful morning of me doing my journaling and my stretches like goes out the window because the kids are like demanding like breakfast and they're like, play with me. And so by the time I'm like, it just kind of went past me. And I do obviously think those things are super important. That's why I implemented it throughout like the school year. And I'm like, yeah, I need to find a balance.
I would bring up the same thing that we always bring up, which is atomic habits.
Yeah.
So with school, when you first started, I don't think it was like a on-off switch. Like you were like, okay, this is what I need to do. Here's how I'm going to do it. And you did all the right adjustments, atomic habit style, to now... Like the whole point of Atomic Habits is how can I create all these habits where now I'm not even thinking about it. It's just part of my life now.
Yeah.
So that's when you think about school, all that discipline is like part of your schedule now. Like it's,
yeah,
you don't even think about it anymore.
For sure.
And so you kind of have to do the same thing for summer. Granted, if you want, and that's where I debate of your actions show if you really want or not. Yeah, it's not a matter of like, oh, it's hard. Oh, I'm so tired. No. Your actions will show, do you want to or do you not?
Yeah.
And I think your thing as well during the summer is it's a feeling of like, I've been so wound up tight the whole school year. Let me just unwind. And that unwind for you is like, I don't care if I wake up at 8. Like, and then you based on the stories that you tell, the kids might come at 6:30 and you're just like, leave me alone, like go feed yourself or blah, 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 blah. Like I'm going to get up at 8 a.m. And I think it's like, maybe you have that mentality of like, I've been waking up at 5 every single day. Like, let me just sleep in a little bit. You know, I deserve it.
Yeah.
I think that I deserve it has always been kind of like part of your mindset. Mm-hmm. Like whenever you fight for something or whatever, whenever you really want something, it's, I deserve it. And so you go like, I deserve to wake up at 8. And yeah, you could. But I also think that if you do that at the cost of you letting go of all of your discipline, I don't think it's a good thing.
I think when the school year begins again, I'd go back on it. I personally think so.
And then we also said in one episode that mediocrity is what?
I don't remember. Oh. Just kidding. And I did tell you, like, I want to also do my meal preps because I feel like it keeps me accountable to eating healthy, but also not spend, which...
And that's the thing, and that's what I tell everybody. Anybody who talks to me about, like, dieting or whatever, I always just have to reiterate, like, this is not, like, a time frame thing.
Yeah.
Like, this has to become a lifestyle thing, and that's the same thing I say to you. Like, it's not just the 10 months that you're working. You should be locked in the 12 months because it's not just about, like, oh, like, I'm doing this for 10 months so I can have these 2 months of just binging and just being. Because then there's not really a point to it. Like, it's not really your lifestyle. It's a diet, really, for whatever it is that you're doing. It's a diet in regards to, instead of binging, you know, shows or TikTok or whatever, now you're put in the discipline of, you know, praying and journaling and all that stuff. And you know that there's benefits to it. Mm. But the way analogy that I would use is like, yeah, you're strict for 10 months. And then on the 11 and 12 months, I'm just eating donuts. Like, you're kind of undoing everything that you've done, you know? And I truly think it needs to be whatever it is that you guys are going to do. And that's why I really love the Atomic Habits, because it doesn't tell you to go from 0 to 100 right off the hop. It says just 1% increase every single day. So it doesn't feel like a lot. 1% should feel like nothing has changed, but something has changed. And you continue doing that where it becomes your lifestyle every single day, 365 days out of the year.
Mm-hmm. And I also told Elijah, like my son, because he's the one right now that has like big opinions and wants to have a say or thinks it's not fair. Like, he's at that age. And I was like, we need to have a meeting. Like, I'm going to take you to a coffee shop. You can order a chocolate milk. He's like, what? And I'm like, and we're going to come up with a schedule for summer. Because I know if there's not a schedule, both the kids and I will just rot.
Yeah.
And again, that might, like, some people hearing this might say, like, she deserves rest. And like, let her rest, or that's what rest is. And so I think, like, speaking about like my summer, like, what do you think rest is? What does rest look like?
Well, I was actually about to ask you the exact same thing. and it's because, okay, look, I don't think rest means I'm letting go of everything.
Yeah, I agree.
I think rest means, listen, you've been a teacher for 10 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that anymore. And your thing, and it's so tangible for you, because your thing is like, I deal with, I don't know, 175 kids every single day. Well, for a month or 2 months, you're not going to have to deal with 175 kids anymore. You're going to have to deal with 2. Mm-hmm. That's rest. You're resting from these kids that, they're not your kids.
Yeah.
You know, you're resting from doing all your work and your lesson planning, and you're having to think days ahead to be able to plan for what's happening and get all the material that you need. Like, you're resting from that. So my point is, like, rest for me is not you letting go of everything. And that's where I think a lot of people go to. It's just like, I'm going to let go of everything. I'm going to rest from health. And I'm just going to let it all go. I'm going to eat pizza and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to rest from reading, and I'm going to do TikTok. And I'm just doom scroll or whatever. Like, rest sometimes becomes very, I could even say, toxic for a lot of people. Because you're doing a lot of things that are counteractive to your life and what you really want to achieve out of your life. So I don't think that resting is letting go of everything and just like, oh, like you said, just rot away.
Yeah.
No, I think resting is, especially like in your situation, I think resting is, I'm still going to, maybe I'm not going to wake up at 5, but I'm going to wake up at 7 or 6:30, because that's usually the time that the kids wake up. So I'm at least going to wake up at 6:30, or you like to wake up before the kids or whatever. So 6, let's say. I'm going to have 30 minutes to be able to pray, to journal. I'm still going to do it. So that means I get an extra hour of sleep. You're going to do all your things. And then, like you said, you're going to make your schedule. And in that schedule, you can have times of like, okay, we're going to do this activity together. And then in the next hour, everyone's going to do their own thing. And in that time of you doing your own thing, yeah, like if you've checked off all the things that you've done, like you could do whatever the heck you want. Like, I think decompressing or having moments of nothingness can be helpful, but I would not say days or even day of nothingness. Like, I think moments. Mm-hmm. Because again, nothingness for a lot of people means toxicity, really.
Yeah.
It means doom scrolling. For the most part, maybe 10% of what you're watching is edifying, and the 90% is just brain rot.
And do you think, because you said like, okay, do the schedule, then once you've done kind of like check these boxes, then you can decompress or do nothing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you think people earn rest? Do you think people like, oh, you deserve rest? Or do you think like everyone should have moments of rest? Like, how do you, does that question make sense?
I would say that everyone should have a healthy rhythm of rest.
Okay.
We are Christian. The Bible talks about Sabbath. So having a day of rest. but that day of rest is not just a day of nothingness. It's a day of your basking in God's glory. You're seeing God in everything that you're doing. You're going outside and you're just like, God, like I'm able to work 6 days out of the week or 5 days out of the week. And now I'm having a time of like, I can just walk outside with my family. I can spend time with my family. I can make memories with my family. That's rest. I think that's honestly rest.
Yeah.
And the problem is, in that regard, some people see like family time as work. Mm. Oh man, like I have to spend time with these kids and oh my goodness, like we have to go here and we have to go there. But in reality, like in perspective, like it's all about perspective really.
Yeah.
And you know, let's say for example, God forbid, but something happens to one of the kids. And then you get stuck thinking that thought of, man, I wish my kid was okay, or I wish my kid was around so I could make these memories. Then you're just like, oh, now that you don't have that opportunity to do it, now you want it. Yeah. But when you had the opportunity, you squandered it because you saw it as, oh, what a drag, or oh, this kid's personality, or oh, all they're doing is crying. And but there could be one day where you wish you could hear those cries.
Yeah.
So going back to, I think there should be a healthy rhythm in your life where there's moments of rest, where you can enjoy what God has given you, all the blessings, where you can enjoy the fruits of your labor. And I think that's rest.
Yeah. And I think how you said, like it says in the Bible, it's a Sabbath. And if we're comparing it, it's like he didn't create the Sabbath to like go wild, like eat bad, go clubbing, like go sin. Like he didn't create the Sabbath as like a moment of like, you've been doing everything good, everything right, like fueling the identity, your purpose. And so this is a day to like undo that, how you said. And people kind of view rest as like, I'm going to undo everything that I just worked hard for, right? And there's a saying, or I don't know if it's like a post or meme that you keep posting, where it's like a cheat meal. What, something like a cheat meal is like cheating yourself, or what is that saying?
Oh, it's something along the lines of, you don't deserve that cheat meal. You deserve to reach your goals.
Mm. Yeah. And I think rest, like I just looked it up quickly in the dictionary, and it says, cease work or movement in order to relax, refresh oneself, or recover strength.
Mm-hmm.
This one I really like, where the second definition, it says be placed or supported so as to stay in a specified position, where it's like whatever you do, like stop, but it's to stay there. It's not to go back, go a few steps, have to start from the beginning because you lost those habits like during that rest. And then an interval of silence of a specified duration, which I do think that kind of goes into pausing to hear God, to see him work in your life, to see his goodness. But that position one for sure, I think, like, again, stood out because I'm the type of person that if I do take a few rest days of like working out specifically, it's hard for me to get back on track. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not what a rest day should be. It's a refreshing period so you can stay that momentum or grow from it. It's not like, let me rest and then it's going to get so hard to come back to that. Would you agree?
Let me put it plain and simple. Resting, and it's going to, I like it. Because it's going to sound,
harsh?
No, it's not harsh. It's going to sound counterintuitive or counter, like, you guys get what I'm trying to say, but like rest, although it is rest, should be productive. Mm. And it may not make sense because people think rest, how could rest be productive? Like rest means you do nothing. How could that be productive?
Yeah.
In the same analogy, when you go to sleep and you completely unplug, like your consciousness unplugs, like you're asleep. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're going to have bugs and spiders crawling all over your face.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You're completely unplugged. But like I said, what happens during those 7 to 8 hours that you are resting? Your body is at work. There's production being is happening. Mm. Rebuilding is happening. Refreshment is happening. While you sleep, granted, I'm not a scientist, but I heard, I believe it was Andrew Huberman, biochemist or something like that. But he's really big. I listened to his stuff. He says that while we're sleeping, our brain basically washes itself. Now, I don't know if this is like, you know, like a car wash or whatever, but like he says like there's certain like, I don't know, water or whatever going on in your brain, and it basically refreshes your brain while you're sleeping, right? And so what I'm trying to get at is when you rest physically, when you take moments of rest, whether that's emotionally, mentally, physically, whatever, it should be productive. It should not be counterproductive. And that's where people really need to analyze, are my moments of rest productive or counterproductive? And how can I know? Doom scrolling. Not productive. Binge watching, not productive.
What about video games?
Being antisocial, not productive. Because there's some people that go, I don't want to see anybody this whole day or this whole week, whatever. Not productive. You're not meant to do life alone. And so I go back to a productive rest is when you are in this like posture of gratitude to God. I have a family, and although, let's be realistic, I'm not painting a rainbows and butterfly type of, you know, scenario,
yeah.
But although sometimes they get on my nerves, I'm going to be intentional of enjoying them in this intentional time of rest.
Yeah.
I'm going to be intentional about making plans with my friends, and I want to have good conversations with them because that also is rest. Going out to share a meal, having great conversations, you know, coming out of it like, wow, like that was a really great time. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. That's a productive rest. But again, sometimes we get it all twisted like, oh my gosh, that's so much work. Oh my gosh, spending time with my family is so much work. Oh my gosh, making these plans. Oh my gosh, driving this much to go see these friends is so much work. Like, it has to be productive. Mm-hmm.
Do you think there are moments where it's restful watching a TV show or there's no like grace for that? There's no space for that.
Listen, we
playing video games.
I will I
say that because he plays video games.
Wow.
But not a lot, not a lot. But you do it, you only play on the weekends. So for me, I'm like, you're resting. But then you're saying
I play like on Fridays and that's about it.
Okay, on Fridays. But like I see it as rest.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying like binge watching shows. Like okay, doom scrolling. Okay,
listen.
So I just want to clarify.
We had a radical episode.
We did.
Last year or something where we were talking about entertainment.
You're like,
and we were kind of being like low-key, like a little bit radically like Pentecostal, like
legalistic.
If you guys grew up in the church, you guys already know. If you haven't grown up in a church, in the 90s or so, late 90s, a lot of Pentecostal churches went completely against Disney. I forget what legalistic, was the trigger of this, but they were like, Disney is bad. We need to like trash this.
And I remember like SpongeBob's evil.
I remember like the churches would gather all the VHSs and they just like smash them, like, whatever. Like it was crazy. But like, okay, so I got a little glimpse of that because we were like, you better not watch shows. And it's hard because I thought about it. And I'm like, okay, some families do enjoy each other's company while watching something, while laughing. And then after have the conversation of like, oh, that scene or whatever that was, you could kind of see that as like restful. Like I'm not a huge advocate of like, let's have a whole marathon today or like, you know, like.
But like what me and my sisters do, like let's watch Bridgerton.
Yeah.
I think it was.
It's intentional family time.
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment.
And you guys don't even watch it. You guys like stop it every 5 minutes and like, I don't know what the heck you guys. I can't watch anything with
you
guys.
We share stories. We start talking, like giving advice. Like we just.
Yeah, it's just an excuse to like be together.
Yeah.
You know? So your question was, is that bad?
Yeah, because you were saying like, binge scrolling is not rest.
Yeah. So when you're intentional about like spending time with people, like I said, for example, you spend time with Melody and Stephanie, which are your sisters.
Shout out.
To watch Bridgerton or whatever you guys are going to watch. And like we said, like you stop it every like 5 or 10 minutes. You guys tell stories. You guys are laughing. You guys are eating. Like it's fellowship. Mm. It's fellowship. And the same thing, like, okay, I play video games, but I never play alone. Yeah. I always play with my friend Sergio and my brother Jonathan. Mm. And for me, that's the only time that I really have to spend time with my brother Jonathan. Like,
because he lives in Canada.
Yeah, he lives in Canada. So like, honestly, I get sad sometimes when, you know, he can't play. I'm not going to be able to like spend time with him, you know? Like, so I think, again, it has to be purposeful. It has to be productive. Obviously, I miss my brother and, you know, my friend Sergio also lives like 4 or 5 hours away too. So it's not like I could see him all the time.
Yeah.
If Sergio was around, we'd be spending a lot of time with them because they also have kids the same age as our kids. But again, it has to be productive. It has to be intentional. And again, I go into like, let's say playing video games with my brother and my friend with like always a sense of gratitude. Like I enjoy a lot playing with them. And I mean, we suck. Like we suck. Like we get mad at each other. We tell jokes about each other. Like, but again, it's just like we come out of it and we come out of it like for the most part happier. You know, like sometimes again, we yell at each other, we get mad at each other, but it's just like there was that bonding time, you know, like there's that building the relationship and the memories. So yeah, I go back to it has to be productive, and I think times of fellowship is productive. Mm.
And one thing you said, when you watch or when you play video games, like you get more happier, and I think it goes back to the definition of it's like to recover strength or to stay in a specified position, and maybe asking yourself that question, like how do I feel when I doom scroll? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like you are in that same position? You got refreshed, like maybe even better. Or do you feel like you're depressed because you're comparing yourself to other? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it's stole your joy? Like a lot of people usually come out not feeling good about themselves and playing video games. Like it shouldn't make you be, but then I like struggle with that because, and I guess I did want to bring this up, so maybe it's a good time to segue. Cause there's times where I feel like I need a nap, like my body needs a nap, or I work out a lot and I'm like on the brink of burning out and I rest. Like people are like, rest, like give me the kid, especially Melody, she's so sweet, like bring me the kids, like take a day for yourself. But I feel guilty. So it's like, I don't want people to, especially if they already feel like that, to be like, ask yourself, how do you feel? Because maybe you need it and you just are not feeling good about yourself, but it's something in us that we need to change. And it's not really that the rest is bad. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So how, like, can you speak into people who feel guilty resting?
I mean, I think the only thing that I could say is that it's important.
Yeah.
And God calls you to rest. Like in the moments where you, you know, your sister says, hey, bring me the kids and, you know, take a day for yourself. Like, what are you doing in that day? Like, I think in your ideal day, you're probably like going to the spa, you're 100%. Getting your nails done, you're getting a facial done, like, and you come out of it like
refreshed.
And you come out of it with joy and probably gratitude. Like, I can't believe I have a sister that could take care of my kids like that. Mm. I can't believe I have the money to be able to like do what I want to do and, you know, come out refreshed. Like there's gratitude. And again, it goes back to productive. And I think that's productive. Like there's gratitude, not only to the people that are helping you, but also to God for allowing you to have this space of rest.
Yeah.
And I go back to like, God is a loving father and he wants you to rest. Like he looks at you and he goes, settle down,
yeah,
relax, take a load off. It's going to be productive because in this time you're going to rest, you're going to relax, you're going to recharge, and then you're going back to work.
And I do think it's that story in the Bible when Jesus was teaching the Martha and Mary that a lot of people use. And Martha was like, cleaning. I can imagine her like, we have guests over, like this doesn't look good, you know,
yeah, just like
mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. like me, mm-hmm. all wound up. And Mary being like, I'm gonna enjoy Jesus's presence. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah, like my family came over, what is it now, 2 weeks ago, and like so stressed, and then when they're here, I'm like, okay, it's chaotic, I'm gonna enjoy their presence. Easier said than done for some.
Yeah.
And I do feel like for me, I don't want to speak about everyone, but for me, it comes from my identity of like, and we talked about this, I am an Enneagram 3, which is usually the overachievers or performance driven, people pleasers. And it's like, I don't feel valued or I don't feel like I'm enough if I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. And so rest, like kind of like makes me itch, like I'm not doing anything. People are probably thinking she's lazy, she's wasting time, which no one has told me that. I do think growing up, maybe like siblings and parents, you know, when they say like they see you resting and they're like, oh, you're lazy. And you're just like, I just stopped cleaning. But I'm like, did that really affect me that bad to make them like this? Or is it just like my internal like drive? And I am 30 years old. And again, today I woke up from a nap and I'm like, still bracing for judgment. And I have to, like, who cares what people think, right? Like, again, easier said than done. But how you said, like, God not only commanded it, but he himself modeled it, like being God, being all powerful. Because it says it's to stay in a specified position or to refresh oneself, to recover strength. Like, he modeled it not needing to. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't going to lose any power. I don't think. Like he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he didn't rest on that seventh day when creating the universe, like he would have been fine. But he said, you need to do this and look at me. I'm doing this. So follow in my footsteps. And I think that's beautiful. Like knowing that an all-powerful God took that time to rest and modeled it for us. Like how much more do we, where we need our strength, where fragile human beings, we're gonna be depleted. So God is saying, like, I know you, I created you, like take this time to rest so that you can stay like doing my mission, you can stay fulfilling your purpose. But it is hard wrestling with that of like, which I'd call a lack maybe of self-identity, right?
I think it's definitely insecurity, and I don't know how deep I can go on this. Probably be you who went a little bit deeper, but I think it's insecurity. Because like you said, you wake up and you're like, okay, who's going to say something to me? And it's like, first of all, why do you think that somebody's going to say something to you? Do you, before anybody says anything to you, are you already judging yourself? And then if you are judging yourself, why are you judging yourself? Do you feel like you didn't deserve that nap? Did you feel like you didn't deserve that rest? Did you feel that you are not worthy to be loved if mm-hmm. you take that rest?
Yeah.
I think it really comes from security because, again, if we are saying, and we both believe it, that rest is productive,
yeah,
then although it may seem you are not doing something, you are doing something because that rest that you're taking is producing something. Mm-hmm. And after that rest, you'll be ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah.
And I mean, anyone who knows you knows that you're a hustler. So I don't think anybody ever questions like, nah, you're not a hustler at all. Like anybody who knows you knows like, okay, she's doing something always, always, always.
I know. Even the summer of like I'm not going to be working. Like yeah. I'm teaching. But I think like, I remember there was that one episode where we're talking about, I honestly don't remember, but it was like the vacation with Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And you were like, I feel like I need permission. And I remember last summer, so I taught summer school and I get out like at noon and I'd come home and I'd like take a nap before I pick up the kids. And I feel like I would have to, I wouldn't ask you, but I would kind of like lay it down. Like, this is my plan. Kind of like wait to see if you approve or not. And it's like, I feel like this need of like permission. Mm-hmm. Am I allowed to? Like, is this okay? Which, yeah, maybe it comes from insecurity or, yeah, I don't know. It's so weird.
Yeah, I mean, obviously something affected you to the point where you feel like judgment's right around the corner when you stop.
Yeah.
And I would say that I would hope that you, hopefully sooner rather than later, get to the point where you do feel secure, where you're like, I can take this rest. And I know at least my circle, which is my family, my husband and my kids, I'm not going to say anything negative towards me. They're not going to judge me about it. If anything, they're going to welcome me with open arms and probably thankful that I took a rest because
I don't get cranky.
There's times that you're cranky and holy smokes. I think all three of us would rather you sometimes take naps than you walk around like that, yo. There's times where holy smokes, anything will make you snap and just like, yo.
And I do think it also goes back with like me needing to value myself, like if I don't do anything. And one summer I'm gonna practice that.
I think you need to stop saying don't do anything. Cause again, we're concluding right now that rest is productive.
No, I know, but I mean like producing results, like viewable results. Cause I feel like I quantify.
Rest is viewable results with you. We just said that. If you don't rest.
I know, but
it's a viewable result that you're going to be a dragon to all of us and we all want to avoid you.
But I'm talking about like, for me, like in this summer, even this summer, I'm measuring it if like I'm being productive because I'm bringing money in. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I view it. I know I'm being productive because X amount I'm bringing in. Like I wonder, and maybe one summer in the future, if I didn't bring anything, like would I feel productive? Because I could still be productive. I could still take the kids out. I could be resting like in meaningful ways. But I feel like that is tied to me. Like the money is tied into like, what am I doing a good job or not?
I think only you could answer that. Because in my head, if I were to tell you, hey, this summer, take it off. Here's X amount of money for you to take out the kids. I feel like you'd be like, awesome. Like, and I think I would only see that part of like, oh yeah, swipe the card, you know, like, oh,
you think so?
And I don't think I would see you like worrying about like, oh, I'm not bringing anything in. I think you might have tiny moments of like, you thought I said something towards you not making or bringing anything in. And you'd be like, you, are you mad at me? Or like,
I mean, we've never experienced that.
Yeah.
So I would have no idea. But I mean, bottom line is we know that rest is important. It's needed, and that God himself took rest. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad we talked, like you just aired out my bad habits over the summer, but I'm glad because if we keep coming back to the podcast and you like ask me like, how's your rest going? I feel like it keeps me accountable of, okay, I have to be intentional. And again, rest, I am resting to keep myself just as disciplined as I am the 180 days of school. Like I'm keeping that. I'm getting refreshed, but it's to come back stronger or to at least like maintain that position. Hmm. And so keep asking me, or you guys keep holding me accountable. Like, cause yeah, I still want to wake up before the kids, do my journaling. I want to do my diastasis recti exercises, plus like the Pilates and running and being social, which that social usually comes back naturally in the summer. I'm like, okay, I hibernated.
I mean, you've been pretty social this whole time, actually.
I think because I'm in a better space. That's mm-hmm. like the first indicator if I'm burning out or not. And I feel like this year has been a really good year. Mm-hmm. Like in education, my educational career. But I hope you guys know that there's nothing that you need to do to earn rest. I feel like it's a gift. God modeled it and he is gifting it to us because he knows that we truly need it. And so don't feel guilty. It's something that I'm wrestling with and something that I have to uncover and like, what is the bottom of it? But I do know it's because maybe I feel like I'm not doing enough or whatever. And God is such a loving God that he gives us not only rest, but salvation, his love. There's nothing that we can do like to earn it. Mm-hmm. Like just being, he knows that we need it. And how David said, it's so important for you to show up your best version for your family, for your friends, for your future self. So many times, and we covered this before, like even in the name of ministry, you can do it for good things. You can end up like killing yourself or cutting yourself short. And that's not something we want to do. And so practice these rhythms where rest comes naturally, like it's embedded, so that when you do rest, it doesn't like derail you because it's so new. You're like, I don't know what to do with this. This is something, you know, new, but that it can make us better every single day. So thank you guys for tuning in. We're always so grateful. I'll continue doing the podcast over my restful summer. And until next time, bye.
See ya.